Blog Talk Radio.
Wide Open Radio, soulmates and journeyers. I'm so happy that you've decided to join us today on this wonderful weekend of independence, and I hope that you're all celebrating coming into your own independence as much as this is really reflects, you know, the discovery of our independence here in America and makes the United States and this country free and full of liberty. So I'm hoping that everyone is really considered the fact about where we're moving right now in this evolution process, especially with humanity and dealing with, you know, a lot of the issues that we're dealing with moving forward. And this brings me to an inside scope, more of looking inward and what your journey is about and messages that have been coming to you. You know, many of us have a really come to know through this process of evolution that we're more than we are in this physical plane, and we have a much bigger presence than what we harbor in our physical existence. And, you know, it's truly a joy that I'm going to be able to bring to you. This is actually a first for Wisdom Wide Open Radio. You know, we know that there are many, many intuitives and mediums and psychics and all different types of people out there that are channeling messages from spirit. And I'd like to present to you our guest this evening, who is Michael Beaver. And just to give you a little introduction about how I came across Michael, is I was perusing Blog Talk Radio one evening, and the name of his show is called Your Spiritual Path. And of course, you know, as like-minded as I am on that realm and seeking and looking to expand in, you know, my spiritual presence, I clicked on there, and I was astounded to find that Michael had over 30 people in the chat room on his first show. And I said to myself, wow, what's drawing people to Michael? And I sat and I listened, and I actually experienced a reading which was really phenomenal to me, and where it took place in this time frame and in my existence and what that meant to me. So I was very fortunate to have connected with Michael, and I'd like to welcome him on our show today and give all of our readers or our listeners a chance to actually tap into either spiritual guide, their animal guide, or their angels. And Michael's going to tell us a little bit about how this came to be for him and how he's able to receive these messages and actually, you know, provide them to us and what their meaning, the meaning that they have to in our lives. So, Michael, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me onto the show. I'm excited about today, and I've really had a great weekend in spirit, and this is just icing on the cake. So I appreciate you inviting me on the show, and hopefully I can help your listeners, and you know, I encourage them to call in and take advantage of things. And where do you want me to start? My journey's been a very interesting one, so I'm not even sure where to start.
Well, how about, I know that you mentioned in your bio specifically that, you know, you come from a religious background, and
right.
I know quite a few of us do, and we had that somewhat of connection or relativity to a higher, you know, good and a higher, I wouldn't even know if I would call it consciousness when we really came into our religion. But as far as connecting with that sense of community and that sense of unity. But you said that you had some experiences or gifts or talents even from childhood that you now got in touch with again as you became older. And so maybe
right.
if you could take us through that process a little bit and reveal to our listeners, you know, how that came to be for you. How did you know?
Yeah, and appreciate that. Yeah, for me, I remember, I've always think that, you know, I always felt like I was different. I mean, like I didn't fit. I mean, but that's just normal kids sometimes. But I remember seeing my very first spirit when I was 10 years old. And I remember I was riding in the car with my parents, and my brother was in the back seat with me. And I happened to glance out the window, and I saw this lady being pushed into this house by this other guy, and her hands were tied behind her back. And it was very vivid. It was just like me being able to see you, and, you know, to my mind at that point. And I told my parents, I said, there's a lady in trouble. Well, my dad actually turned the car around, and there was nobody there. And so he got a little mad at me. And, you know, and at that point, I shut my gift off. And a lot of kids do that. You know, I believe everybody's intuitive. And I think kids especially are intuitive. And then it's like they get discouraged, or, you know, people start saying, okay, that's just weird. You shouldn't do that or see that or whatever. And so at some point, they shut that off. And I did the same thing. And, you know, then I went on this, you know, because of my parents, you know, we were in church. We went to whole church background. I have Southern Baptist and Pentecostal background. And both of those are very strong based against what I'm doing now. And so it was really hard for me when my gifts started developing again to find out how this was all going to work together. And, you know, I like a lot of people, I went on, there was a time in my life about, 1996 when I went through a really challenging time in my life, and you know, church wasn't there for me. The people that I really had confidence in were not there. And so I had to go on a soul searching thing. And in that period of my life, you know, I started questioning, you know, everything that I had been taught as a kid in church, you know, and trying to find out where it fit in my life, where God fit for me. And you know, we always have to find our own spirituality. We have to find that place in our own lives where that fits for us. And I went on that journey, and I remember one day out of frustration walking outside, and I was outside, and I spoke to the heavens or whatever, because that's what I knew how to do at that point. And I said, okay, if there is a God, I need to know that, and I need to know that you're real. And at the moment I said, I need to know if you're real, I heard this voice that said, I've always been right there, meaning right inside of me. And I didn't know that at that point, you know, and I felt like the light around me, a warmth came over me, and I never felt so much love that day. And even from that point on, I've always felt that from that moment on, and never felt that before, never felt that connection with spirit. And, you know, that's just how it began. And then, you know, I ask, you know, and I always tell people, you know, when it's time for you to move forward, Spirit's going to bring somebody into your life that will help you develop those gifts and help you learn how to do that. And with me, it was the same way. And about 3 years after the experience with finding out God is right here inside me, about the year 2001, I was on the computer one day, and this person just messaged me out of the clear blue. And we just started a friendship, and I mean, it was weird how our friendship developed, and found out that he was gifted. He's been psychic most of his life, and then he started saying, you know what, I think you're gifted, and started helping me learn how to develop those gifts. And it's just learning how to develop them. I believe everybody's gifted. You know, I don't think I'm any better than anybody else, because I believe that we're all connected in spirit, but some of us just don't know how to develop those gifts yet.
Okay, so in devoting the gifts, I mean, I know there's a lot of us that walk around and coming into spirit, and, you know, this is a really big time. I mean, I can certainly see and I can feel, you know, the waves
of this. It's like a tsunami in regards to the momentum and how this is building, with people really wanting to connect because they can see, whether they're veils that are lifted, they can actually see and feel that spirit resonates with them. And sometimes it's a real hurried and anxiety-driven journey to try to connect with spirit. And, you know, then there's, of course, all the ways that spirit connects with us, you know, whether that's in silent meditation and being still. And then we have spiritual guides who could be, you know, usually I'm thinking that they're earthly. When we think about animals and we think about loved ones, there are people who have been in our physical presence,
right,
you know, as we take these journeys. So can you... You mentioned connecting with your spirit guide, who is Stephen, and if you wouldn't mind sharing, you know, how did you know when Stephen came to you, who he was, and whether or not that this was really truth for you?
Right. Yeah, and the first time that and this happens with a lot of times when your spirit guide comes up, actually the first time that Stephen came into my life, it actually startled me. Because I didn't know, you know, who he was or what was going on. So it sort of caught me off guard. And, you know, and then and my friend, which is, his name is Andy, the one that I was telling you about, that helped develop my gifts and I would consider my teacher in this field, he walked me through the process of asking, you know, my spirit guide to come to me. And he's actually the first one that mentioned Stephen's name. He told me that my spirit guide was Stephen. I didn't know that. And then he said to use that name to contact my spirit guide. And I started. And, you know, the first time that Stephen came to me, you know, it was like I could see him. You know, sometimes I would say that I project stuff out of my head because I believe all my visions are in my head, but sometimes they project out like a projector. And I could see him actually in my living room, and so it sort of startled me. And,
wow.
Yeah, and it was like, okay, this is just unique, but also scary because, you know, I had to go past all my belief system, you know, of saying, okay, maybe this is, you know, controlled by an evil spirit or whatever, you know. So I had to go through a process of saying, okay, this is okay, you know, that, you know, this is not something bad. This is something that's going to help me. And that process, I mean, Stephen's been a part of my life. Well, he's been a part of my life ever since I was born, because I do believe that he's been with me from the moment of conception. So I do believe that. But I didn't know that he was a part of my life until about 2002 is when I started actually communicating with him and him being a part of my life and allowing him I channel him, and channeling is just, so your listeners would understand what channeling is real quick in case they don't know what that is. You know, it's just allowing Stephen to work through me and use my body. A lot of it to begin with was writing, and just recently, I would say in the last couple of weeks, I've actually allowed Stephen to communicate using my body, and that was just something new for me. And just that I'm developing. He's always wanted to do that, but, you know, it just scared me to allow, you know, to lose control for a minute and allow something else to speak through me. So it's a little strange sometimes. And a lot of people out there that probably channel know how that feels for the first time. So.
Okay, so if someone were to ask you, you know, in seeking connections with their own spirit, does everyone have a spirit guide, an angel, or many angels, and an animal guide, or is it just, like, how do you know that when it's coming through? How do you know what entity in whatever, I guess, universal?
Whatever form of,
presence.
This is my belief system, and there's probably people out there that would, you know, maybe disagree with this, and that's okay. But my belief system is that I believe everybody has spirit guides, and I do believe that there's angels around everybody, and that's how I get my I'm always asked, okay, how do you know this stuff? You know, who gives you this information? I've asked that all the time, and I do believe in a higher power, and I believe that higher power for me is God, and I do believe that there's angels that work with us and spirit guides. Now, angels are different than spirit guides. Spirit guides, and you mentioned it a little bit a while ago, you know, spirit guides are, most of the time, have been human, have been in a human form at one time or another. Angels have not been human, but they can take on human form. They can take whatever shape they want because they're energy. But a lot of times people ask me what the differences are. But I do believe everybody has angels that work with them and spirit guides. And always ask, and people are always asking me what their names are and stuff like that. So.
All right. Are they really in a different realm, not visible to the naked eye? I mean, you actually saw this woman when you were with your father, and then you say that you saw Stephen in your living room. So what is it that you're really seeing? Are you seeing with the naked eye, or is it a sensing that you have?
To me, it's really hard sometimes to explain what I see, and people are always asking me that too, and so sometimes it's hard for me to explain. But with me, sometimes I see stuff in my head, and then sometimes I do see them outside. I mean, I can sense Stephen standing beside me right now. Now, I sense him. I'm not seeing him, and that probably would answer your question. You know, I sense his presence. I know he's right here, but I'm not seeing him at the moment. I mean, but I know he's here.
So it's a feeling sense. It's more of that, a presence of, you know, and I'm sure that we've all had that experience. You know, I remember sitting on the sofa one time and I could swear that someone touched my shoulder. So it's more of a sensation that you have, or a heightened sense.
Now I also have seen spirits. I have seen spirits which I would consider outside of my mind. I mean, I remember dealing with actually what I would consider what is considered a lost spirit, and I'll explain what that means here in a minute. But an earthbound spirit, and I remember him looking in. I have some friends that have a store here, and I actually remember seeing this man kept looking in the window. This happened every day for a week. And I was like, okay. Finally, I went out, and I knew it was a spirit because I could see through it. I mean, I could see. It was like that lady that when I was younger, when I got older, I replayed that in my head, and I could see through it. If you're seeing a spirit, usually you can see through them. And so that's how you know that they're a spirit. They might take on a body form, but if you really look at them really close, you're going to be able to see through them. And so, you know, it was like that, and I went out and asked the spirit what it wanted and said it was lost, and so I send it, you know, I help get it to the light and just help it make that journey, you know, off the earth and into where it needed to go. And that was a cool experience. And, you know, earthbound spirits are just spirits that are lost. They don't know that they've passed yet, and they just need help getting towards the light and getting on to the other side.
Wow. And we can help them do that, can't we?
Yeah, everybody can do that. I mean, it doesn't take, you know, everybody, like I said, you know, everybody, I believe everybody's gifted. And I believe, you know, I did a show just last week, I think, on Psychic Kids with a lady. And, you know, the one thing that I would tell people, you know, if you have a kid that is coming to you and saying, okay, I see this person walking through my wall, or, you know, they're coming out of my floor, don't just, you know, make fun of that, because they could actually be seeing that happening. And that could be spirits actually trying to communicate with them. And so, you know, encourage them, because a lot of times people are afraid of what we don't understand and what we don't, you know, we're just scared of it. And we just have to try to understand what's going on.
Okay. Well, great. Now, we have several people already on the switchboard, which
okay.
I'm sure are waiting to very anxiously to hear what messages that you have for them personally. But before we take any callers, hang in there. We see that you're all there with your hands up, so just be patient with us another few minutes. Michael, I just wanted to let our listeners know, some of your listeners are visiting us in the chat room, as well as the Wisdom Wide Open Radio listeners, that Michael does have his own Blog Talk radio show. It's called Your Spiritual Path, and I encourage everyone to go there. Michael reads almost every other day. Isn't that true, Michael?
Actually, we're going back to the format that we had when we first started, because Spirit, like I said, I went on a spiritual journey this weekend, and Spirit directed me, because I was considering where the show should go. And we're going back to where I'm reading my shows on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and most of those days I'm going to be reading. We will have teaching from time to time, but my thing is that to reach out for people and to help them, because a lot of people during this time that we're living in have a lot of questions, and they're just seeking answers, and they need people that can help them find those, and I'm just honored to be able to do that.
Well, and I can see that that's your purpose and your mission here in fulfilling your gifts and honoring, you know, the rest of us, so I really appreciate that. And you can also visit Michael's website. It's called yourspiritualpath.net, and his Blog Talk Radio show is blogtalkradio.com/yourspiritualpath. And like Michael said, you can catch him on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evenings. And just stay tuned. You know, mark it a favorite so that you'll know when Michael's giving readings. And we are really, really appreciative that we're able, you know, to provide this platform for Michael to talk a little bit about himself, which he rarely gets to do on his own show because he's so busy being there for the rest of us. So, Michael, are we ready? I want to take a deep breath for the first caller.
Yeah, let me ground myself real quick, and then I'll be ready. So let me ground myself. Okay, I am ready.
Okay, we're going to take our first caller from area code 336. Hello, you're on the air. What's your question for Michael? Hello? Area code 336-991. Your hand is up. Okay, we're going to try the next caller then. Perhaps they're not connecting. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, area code 702-301. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello?
Welcome to Wisdom Wide Open Radio and Michael Beaver.
Hi, I can barely hear you guys.
Oh, you can hear?
Yes, can you hear me now?
We can hear you fine.
Okay, that's better. Okay, I couldn't hear you. We're connected now. Hi, Michael, I guess my question for you is I need to move. I've developed really bad allergies where I live to the point where I've not been able to work for the last year.
Okay.
And my doctor says that it would be in my best interest to move. I don't have the money to move. I'm just barely getting by. I don't know what the answer is or where I'm supposed to go.
Okay. Can I ask where you're living right now?
Yes. I've been in Las Vegas for 8 years, and it's just over the last year that I've been deathly ill. And I also had 6 friends who had the same problem, and when they moved away, they left town. They're completely well now, and we think there's something going around that they're not telling us here.
Yeah, I will tell you there definitely is something wrong with the air quality there.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely see that. There is something that they are not telling everybody. There is a pollution problem that is in the air there. I would recommend, according with your doctor, that you move because there is an air quality problem. You will be better. As far as finances are, I do believe that the finances will be there when it's time. The one thing that we do is we limit spirit. And Spirit says that they will provide the funds to get you out of there. If you set that intention that you want to leave, and I always tell my listeners this, and I'm telling you the same thing, is set your intentions. And when you set your intentions, the money will be there, the finances will be there. Do you have a place that you're thinking about moving? Or?
Yeah, for some reason San Francisco popped into my mind. I've never been there. It just seems like I'd be a good fit there. I have a job interview there in a couple weeks. My car is broke, and
yeah,
the person I live with is...
Yeah, they're definitely opening the door there for you. The job that they're opening there for you is actually going to help provide the money to get you there, and I do see that the money will be there. And once you're there, your health is going to improve. You just need to get away from where you are right now. The air quality where you are is really bad. Once you move, your health will improve. Probably about this time next year, you're gonna see a major improvement in your health. Okay.
Oh wow! Thank you.
Okay, appreciate you calling in.
Thank you for taking my call. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. We have more. Are you ready?
Yeah. Let's go ahead.
Okay. Great. We're going to be taking our next caller, and that's area code 215-917. You're on the air. Hello.
Are you wishing to connect with Michael? Area code 215-917. Hello. Okay, well, I guess we'll move on to the next. All these hands up on the switchboard, yet no one's speaking. Hold on one second.
That happens to me, too, sometimes. So.
Yeah. I don't know why. But, all right, we have an area code 559-403. You're on the air with Susie and Michael.
Oh, hi, Susie and Michael.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Marina.
Hi, Marina. Do you have a question for Michael?
I guess I want to know, about romance, if you see that it's going to last or if it's not.
Okay. If I'm going to ask you a question. All I want from you is a yes or a no. I don't want you feeding me some information. I just need to see if I'm on the right path, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you in a relationship currently?
Yes.
Okay. The relationship I see currently is not going to work for you. It seems like there's a dead end coming. And I'm sorry if I upset you, but I just don't see it working out. This is not the right person for you. The right person for you is coming in about next year, about the spring of next year. Okay. The relationship I see you currently in is just stagnated at the moment. Now that can change. Everything is subject to change, of course. But I just don't see it. I just don't see it moving right now. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. It does. It makes sense.
I think that you've considered, you know, that the relationship wasn't going anywhere, but you just don't want to hurt anybody or something. It just seems like you know that there's some choices that you have to make, but you're not willing to make them because you don't want to hurt somebody. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, I guess so. I want to know if it's, is it going to end like soon, or is it going to just be there for a little while?
It's just going to be there for a little bit. So that's what I'm seeing at the moment. Okay.
Okay. Can I ask another question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to move, and what do you see about that? Like me moving.
Okay, I do see a move for you. I see you moving out of state. Is that what you're considering?
Yeah. Mhm.
Okay, I definitely see you moving out of state, and this would be a good move for you. Actually, lots of opportunities would come your way once you move.
Okay.
Because right now where you are. It just feels like the things are not moving there for you personally on a personal level. And once you move, I do see the doors opening up for you. Okay?
Do you see that I will continue school when I move?
Yes. They definitely want you to continue to go to school. Something will open up. Yeah. Definitely go to school. Yeah.
Okay. I am right now, but I want to know if I'm still going to go because, you know, moving and everything is just going to be a whole lot to take in.
Yeah. Change is scary, and there's a lot of changes coming up for you, but they definitely want you to continue schooling and actually moving will actually put you in a better school and would actually give you a better education to prepare you for the job you want. So, okay.
Okay. Thank you very much, Michael. I appreciate
it. Thank you for calling in. All right.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Marina.
Okay, bye.
Okay, Michael, we do have several callers still waiting on the line for a reading. Hopefully they won't be too shy. But we do have a question in the chat room, and I'm sure this might have come up for you in the recent week and perhaps not. But we have a question regarding Michael Jackson and whether or not you see any problems with the upcoming service. His funeral service. Are there going to be any issues with that?
Yeah. I was hoping that nobody would ask this question. I just saw it today. Actually, there is a security issue at the stadium. I definitely see something happening. That can change, and I would recommend everybody sending light to that stadium on Tuesday and changing that. But there is a security issue. at this moment. That can change, but I do definitely see a security issue.
Yeah, but that would have something to do with like a raid or invasion or someone getting hurt, or you don't see?
I just see what I'm seeing is possible at this moment, like some kind of an explosion or something. And
wow.
And so it is a major security risk at this moment. That can change, and I'm trying to direct light to change that, but that's what I'm seeing at this moment.
Wow. That sounds
I don't see a lot of people getting hurt, but I do see some kind of an explosion or something.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that. I hope we answered the question in the chat room. Sounds like we did. And you know, I hope for everyone's sake and all who, you know, valued what Michael brought to the world and to humanity, I hope you know, that it does run smoothly in our chances to be able to bid, you know, farewell in this world. We have another caller on the line, and this is from area code 410215. Let me see if I can bring you up here. Hello, you're live on the air with Susie and Michael. Do you have a question for Michael?
Hi, Susie. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
This is Anne Marie from Maryland. I wanted to know, I have a two-part question. I wanted to know, will I be moving from my parents' home? Right now, I know I'm not in the best situation. So I wonder when would I be moving? When would I start my planning for moving? And also, am I on the right spiritual path?
Okay. Definitely, you're moving to a better location. There is something wrong with the house that you're living in. Either something air quality or something went wrong with that house that you're in. I keep seeing something in the walls of that house that doesn't look right to me. So once you move out of there, things will be better for you health-wise, actually. And I don't know if it's been affecting your health, but there's something, mildew or something in those walls. But you're moving into a better house. And as far as your spiritual path goes, yes, you're on the right track. The one thing Spirit wants me to tell you is that sometimes you have a tendency of worrying a lot, and worry is a block from Spirit to working, because we're always worrying about stuff. And so just allow Spirit to move into your life better, and meditation would be a key to that, okay?
Okay, so you're saying something's wrong with my parents' home? Because I'm living with my parents.
Yeah, I keep seeing something in the walls since it's your parents' home, you might have them check around the kitchen area. I just see like mildew or something in those walls. They might want to. I know that this would be an expensive thing, but they might want to try to remove the sheetrock and look behind that wall. There's people that can check for that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you might just get that checked out, but because I see mold or something in behind those walls, and that's not healthy.
Okay.
So you might just want to get that checked out. Okay.
Okay. Now, before I get off, you said I was going to be moving to a better home. Will that still be in Maryland, or will that be out of state?
Out of state.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No problem.
All right.
Thank you, Anne Marie. I'm sorry. Boy, you know what? We're piling up here in the chat room. I mean, on the switchboard. Michael, are you okay?
Yeah, that happens on my show too, so I'm used to it. So, yeah, well, I'm good.
Are you ready to go forward?
Yeah, let's go forward.
Okay, great. We have another caller on the line, area code 702-444. You're on the line with Susie and Michael.
Hello, this is Jerry from Vegas.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
And I have a question. I'm a union electrician by trade, and work has been bad since December, and I'm wanting to go into a different profession in the solar part of it. I'm a construction now, and I've been wanting to maybe move to San Francisco because they have a lot of work there for solar in Alaska also. And I'm curious if that would be a good choice.
Okay. Now you mentioned Alaska too.
Yes.
Okay. Actually, when you mentioned Alaska, Stephen, which is my spirit guide, said that Alaska would be the better choice, and actually would be where I think you would fit better. I know that that's a big, huge leap, but they're saying Alaska would work really better for you. And also actually see down the line you actually doing some a business of your own using like solar stuff, and doing that in that field.
But that's down the line
a little bit. I would say probably about 3 years down the line. But definitely, you're going in the right direction in that field, and definitely see you in Alaska, though.
Okay, I thank you very much.
Okay, I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for that. Thank you for sharing. Wow, people taking off to Alaska. That is a big leap, isn't it, Michael?
Yeah, that would be a lot of faith involved in that leap. But trust Spirit, because I definitely see him in Alaska.
Wow.
Yeah, that has to be scary.
Okay. We still have several people waiting, so we'd like to take and get to as many people as we can while we have the privilege of having Michael on the show today. So we're going to bring on 602-995. You're coming up on the air shortly here as soon as my computer moves. Hello, 602-995. Do you have a question for Michael?
Yes, I do.
Hi.
Hi. This is Barb, and I wanted to know if you maybe have any messages from Spirit. Like, I was trying to see if my husband had a message for me.
Okay. I didn't catch your first name when you mentioned
Barb.
It. Could I? Barb? Okay.
Barbara. Barb. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And could I have your husband's first name, please?
He was known as Ray.
As Ray, okay. All right, let me tap in real quick here and let's see if he'll come through. He's telling me now I'm going to ask you a few questions. All I want from you is yes or no. I don't want you feeding me information, please. Was his passing unexpected? Because he's saying that it was unexpected, or it was quick.
Yes.
Okay. He's showing me some kind of an accident. Was there an accident? Because I'm seeing.
Not a vehicle accident.
Okay, yeah.
He had a hemorrhage in his brain.
Okay. Because it was really quick to me. He also wants me to tell you that he did not suffer. He wants you to know that. He did not suffer. He wants you to know that because he says that when it happened, you really took it really hard, and he wishes that he could have comforted you, and just let you know that everything was okay. It was really a shock to you, and you really went through a really hard time after his passing. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, because and it's still hard on you, and he knows that, but he's also telling me to tell you that he's right there with you. And he watches over you. He's making a reference. Do you have a son?
Yes.
Okay, because he's making a reference to a boy. He wants me to tell you to tell his son that he sees him because it's real important for your son to know that that he's a part of his life, even though he's not physically there. He's there in spirit form and sees everything that your son's doing and tries to encourage your son. I actually feel like that your son actually has seen him or has actually talked to him. So you might want to just encourage your son to do that or actually ask your son if he's had contact with his dad, because I actually feel like he has.
Mm-hmm. I know he's come to him in his dreams, and
yeah.
I know
his dad. That's how it usually starts. So he'll come to you in your dreams. Because that's a safe place, and because that way if a spirit comes to you, you can say, okay, that was just a dream. That was not, you know, that didn't mean anything. And that's a safe place, and that's what I think is going on with him. And that's awesome that he's making contact with his son, and that should make you feel a little better. And he's happy, and, you know, he's not in any pain, and he doesn't have the things wrong with him that he used to have. Okay?
Okay.
I hope. Does that help,
right.
I hope?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Barbara.
Have a good day.
Thanks for sharing.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Michael, we do have other callers, and I guess we're just going to go with the flow here.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to be, you know, actually we still have the two callers on the line that we accessed before, and we're going to try to bring them back up because their hands are still up. But right now we're going to take area codes 973-650. You're on the air with Susie and Michael. Do you have a question for Michael?
Yes. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
My family, my name is Lori, and my family's gone through a few years of almost far-reaching harassment, kind of cruelty by a group of people. They're almost a spider web, reaches out to another level, to another level, to another level. And I'd like to know how I can, how can I stop this? How can I heal this? My son is moving on now. Is he going to be able to extricate himself from this?
Okay. Let me tap into that. I also will tell you there actually is some negative energy that is affecting these other people that are involved. There is positive energy and there's negative energy, and they're being controlled by negative energy. The one thing that I would recommend for you to do to help change this is ask your angels that work with you to deal with this issue and give it to them. A lot of times we don't give the problem to the angels, and they're right there help, wanting to help, and we just don't use that resource. But they're saying that that will change. Your son's going to be a lot better away from the situation, and he's actually going to grow by leaps and bounds. You're going to be really amazed by what happens once he's away from this. And he's not going to be tangled back up into this. And actually, I see this entanglement that's around your family at the moment actually dissolving probably by the end of next year. Would be totally gone.
Okay. And
so does that help?
Yeah, I have one other question. Did I lose you?
No, I'm right here.
Oh, good. I'm sorry, my phone. I have to ask the therapist that we're with now, is this woman safe? The deceit has been so prolific around us, I've lost my balance. I'm not sure.
Okay, the therapist you're seeing now, is that what you're asking me? I would look for a therapist in another town, away from the situation if possible, if that's possible. I don't know where you live or, you know, if that's even possible. But I would look in another city for somebody to help you with the situation. I would not use the therapist you have. Because you have some trust issues there. And those would just become a major issue. And so I would look for a therapist outside of the city you're in right now and would help you and actually would actually help you a lot better if you look for somebody outside. Okay?
Well, there's two locations. We're going back to an old location. Should we not do that?
Okay, you're going back to an old location? They're saying no, don't go back. They're saying don't go backwards, go forward. I don't know what that means to you, but they're saying don't go backwards. Whatever that means to you, I would go forward and I wouldn't go back. They're saying that that would be a bad choice.
Okay. Will I be able to get myself out of the house situation and stuff to move on?
Definitely yes. You should be able to do that by the fall.
By the fall. And the last thing is the next. My son, the next coach, the next school, is this a good move for him? And is it where we think he's going? Or is that in danger?
No. I actually, like I said earlier, once your son's away from the situation as is, your son blossoms like a huge rose. He's going to be awesome. And the coach that he's going to have is going to be good. Everything changes for him and actually will be really good for your son. I actually see your son doing actually in the pros or something. I don't know if he plays a sport or something, but I see him going pro down the line. And does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, I see him going pro, and I do see, you know, once he's out of that situation, he just blossoms better, okay?
Wonderful, thank you.
No problem, appreciate you calling
appreciate
in.
Appreciate it, Michael. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Michael, you there? I think we've lost Michael. Hopefully he'll be calling in again shortly. Hello? Can anyone hear me? Please acknowledge in the chat room. Okay, so we've lost Michael. All right, bear with us while we try to get him back on the line. Michael, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I lost you there for a moment.
Yeah, I could hear you.
That was so strange. I clicked, your microphone was open on the switchboard, and I was getting no sound from you through the phone.
Okay. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, great. All right, we're going to take on one of the callers that we previously approached before. Hopefully, maybe they have a question now. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Area code 215-917. I'm bringing you up. Computer's a little slow today, folks.
Hello, Michael.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Juliana. Hello, Susie.
Hi, Juliana. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. I just wanted to know if Michael has, Stephen has any messages for me, or should I ask a specific question?
Okay, I can just tap into you and give you general information if that's what you
yes.
want, or do you have?
That'd okay? be good. Yes.
Okay. Let me see if Stephen has anything. And Stephen actually communicates. I'm going to explain what happens in this process. Stephen will actually communicate with your spirit guide and
mm-hmm.
then relay that information to me. So hold on for a minute. Okay. I will tell you, they're telling me that there's a lot of open, okay, I don't know if this makes any sense to you, but they're saying that there's like open windows coming, they're opening windows for you.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm taking that to mean is that there's a lot of spiritual blessings that are coming your way. Have you been growing spiritually?
Yes, tremendously lately also.
Yeah, you know, we mentioned earlier, you know, right now we're living in what I consider a great spiritual awakening, and
mm-hmm.
People are looking for answers and you know, looking for that spirituality, and what spirit showed me, and Stephen's told me to tell you, just continue doing what you're doing because it's working.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
You know, they're all saying if it's not broke, don't fix it. So
right.
And so what you're doing is working for you. And I actually see a great an opportunity. Are you working at the moment?
No, I'm looking for a job at the moment right now.
Okay.
I'm looking for a perfect job. That's what I've been doing.
Yeah. And actually, I will tell you that perfect job is coming. I would say that you have that perfect job by October.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay.
Just hang in there
because that job's opening up in October for you. But continue on your spiritual path because that's the
yes.
most important thing. And and you're growing very, they're growing by leaps and bounds. So, okay?
Yes.
Does that help?
Yes, thank you so much. Yes,
okay.
You answered so many questions. I
okay.
understand. Thank you so much, Michael. Thank you, Susie, for waiting for me, giving
oh,
me another.
Thank you. Thank you for your
thank
patience.
Thank you. Thanks.
Again. Okay. Just for our listeners that are listening to the show and not in the chat room, we urge you to call in on 718-305-6584, whether there's something pressing in your heart or your mind or between the both that you'd like to find out perhaps about your spirit guide, who they are, an animal guide, or whether there are angels and trying to communicate with you and you're not quite sure how that's coming about or you know there's something there and you just need to get a little bit closer in touch. So please give us a call. Again, 718-305-6584. And we're going to go to the switchboard again. And I'm going to bring up a caller, 267-343. Please just let us know if you have a question or you're just listening.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
I do have a question.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm Linda calling from Philadelphia.
Hi, Linda.
And hi. I wanted to know what my spirit guide's name is, and I guess what is going to happen, I guess, this year with school and me trying to get
okay.
my career I guess, on track, trying to start something.
Okay. Your spirit guide name is Donald.
Okay.
So I would try to use that name to communicate. Have you had contact with your spirit guide already? Has he came around or?
Not that I know of.
Okay. I would ask him to come into your dreams because that would be a safe place for you. And that way he doesn't startle you because they don't want to scare you to death. That's not their job. And he wants to guide you. And he's telling me that your schooling is going to go well this year. You're worrying for no reason. Everything's going to be good. So your schooling is going to be really good. And the finances, sometimes you worry about the finances being there. Everything's going to be in place for you. I actually see this year being the best year yet for you in school. The one thing I will tell you, Donald's telling me to tell you this, you just need to study and put your nose in the book a little more. Does that make any sense to you? And just hunker down a little bit sometimes, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, I'm getting ready to go back to school. I'm going for my master's, and I'm having trouble deciding whether I just think if I start this fall, it's pressing too much. I'm thinking the spring coming up is going to be better.
Definitely spring would be better.
Okay.
The fall would be okay. But I see you struggling if you go in the fall.
I'm not mentally prepared for it.
Yeah, I would go in the spring of next year. It would be better for you. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye bye.
Thank you for calling in and sharing and asking the questions. Michael, we have some people in the chat room that are requesting that we extend the show. And yet I don't have many callers here on the switchboard. So if you're asking to extend the show, you know, please join in and ask the questions. Michael had a busy show today. What was it, about an hour and a half of you doing readings today? Are you up for this?
We were actually on for 2 hours. But I love doing this, so I'm all for extending it. But you know, if you want to extend it, call in and take advantage of the situation, and you know, try to find you some answers.
Okay. So. Again, the call in number is 718-305-6584. I'm going to attempt to extend the show, and while I'm gone, Michael, we had another question posed in the chat room with regard to. I was asked to ask you, I just lost it here in the chat room. Hold on one second. I keep losing it. In the process of asking questions, don't the infinite possibilities not open up merely by the intent of desiring change? Like, are there really, it's just in the process of asking, don't those answers just come to us?
That's a very good question, and I will answer that. And so, yeah, I believe that to answer your question, and I appreciate you asking that in the chat room, because that's a very good question. I believe that intentions are the main key. Setting your intentions. If you've listened to my show at all, you've heard me say this because I preach it like crazy. We create our own destinies, our own futures by what we speak out and stuff like that. So set your intentions, and But also everybody, like I've mentioned before, everybody has intuition. I believe everybody has the answers inside of us, but we just sometimes we don't know how to process that and how to get to those answers because I believe they're right there inside of us. Yeah, I agree with you. Sometimes people don't know how to process that, how to get to that answer, people like myself and like other mediums and other psychics that are out there, you know, they're just resources to help you get to that answer because sometimes you can't get to it to yourself. So hopefully that answered your question. And if you need to make that clear, you might want to go back in the chat room and try to clear that up. So, cause sometimes I give information that spirit gives it to me. And sometimes that comes across confusing. So hopefully you understood that answer.
Yeah, you know, Michael, and I tend to agree. And I think, you know, especially when you're honoring the universal laws that do exist and not just thinking it's some, you know, hokey pokey woo-woo type of answer to everything. It's just that in living that experience, and I know, you know, this stream of people leaving the physical existence this past week has really opened up the world to their own mortality, I believe. And not only because these people that have passed were, you know, really in the public eye and in the media, it was really about what they all represented in their own lives and their own struggles.
Yeah.
And you know, how they dealt with that and how, from a humanistic point of view, and we see this, you know, an abrupt type of eruption, I guess you could call it, in our everyday existence when we're taken to the point where we're a little bit shaken. And the fact that this does stir up possibilities within us. Anything, I think, that hits us, even, you know, the smallest adversity is a wake-up call.
Right.
It's a wake-up call from spirit about which, you know, there's something else out there. It's
right.
Like the hiccup.
Yeah, and it's like, it takes, like, you know, sometimes, you know, like events like with Farrah Fawcett passing, Ed McMahon, Michael Jackson, those are recent ones that I can remember. It's like, okay, man, for myself, I mean, when, you know, Michael Jackson passed, you know, he just was a year older than I am. And so that was a wake-up call to me. It was like, you know, anybody can go at any time. And what I always tell people, you know, be careful, because I deal with so many people in readings that come to me, and, you know, and when they're sitting across from me, and, you know, their dad will come and will show me that there was unresolved issues. You know, like a gentleman came to me just recently, and he felt responsible for his dad's death because they actually had a fight, and then that night his dad had a heart attack and passed. And so he carried all that guilt around for so long, and then his dad came through during the reading and said, "Stop doing that," you know.
Wow.
His dad didn't feel that way anymore. But I'm always telling people, you know, be careful what you say to people, because that might be the last thing you say to them. And so be really careful what we're doing. So
isn't it really about, you know, taking it inside and really being more mindful of, because it seems to me things are just happening so much more rapidly than they used to. I mean, we used to have thoughts, and then, you know, it would take months, years to see anything that would remind us of such an action that we took, or a thought that we had, or a feeling. And now it seems to be intensified and happening much more rapidly, you know?
Yeah, and I believe it's going to continue to. I always have people asking me, okay, what's going to happen in 2012? Okay, I don't really know what's happening then, but I do believe that it's just an awakening. It's, you know, it's a spiritual awakening. And what Spirit's trying to do at this moment in our lives is to get us on a higher vibration, because angels work on a higher vibration than we do. And when they communicate with me, anyhow, I usually have a headache, because until I tune them in, it's just like the squealing, high-pitched noise, and so I have to tune them in. It's like tuning in on radio almost, because they work on a higher frequency than my brain does, and so I just have to tune them in. And that's what I'm telling everybody is, just pay attention to what's going on around you, because spirits are actually working with you. And, you know, I believe we're living in great times. You know, the last election was all about change, and I believe that we are in a period of change. And you know, it's a spiritual change. It's getting that spiritual knowledge that we all need.
Wow. You know what, Michael? I extended the show, and it says that we have 31 extra minutes. However, the Blog Talk Radio lady just came on giving us a 90-second warning. So I'm not sure if Blog Talk has kept up with our request, even though it is showing that on the switchboard. So let us know in the chat room if we've been cut off. And then at that point, I'm really not quite sure how to work that out. So I do apologize, but hopefully we'll just be able to carry on here. So let's see what happens. I'm going to bring on the next caller. It's area code 732-299. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie. It's Louise.
Louise, welcome.
Hi. Thank you. Well, I'm so excited to be on the show and to connect with you and Stephen. This is a great conversation. I have two questions for Stephen.
Okay.
The first one, Stephen, is can you tell me who my spirit guide is?
Your spirit guide is Louise or Louis. Okay, they just changed that on me. That's
yeah,
Louis.
My name's Louise.
Okay, Louis.
So my spirit guide's name is Louis?
Louis, yes.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
And the second question, Stephen, is will I be remaining in the house that we're living in right now?
The answer to that is definitely yes.
Oh wow!
You will be staying there. Is that the wrong answer? Because they're saying that you.
No, I'm happy about that.
Okay, they're saying that they definitely were saying that you're staying there. Stephen is saying that you're staying there, and actually you belong there. They're saying that you belong there, that your roots are there or something.
Oh,
you're
wow.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere.
Oh, wow. That's really wonderful to hear. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
No problem. Appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Louise. Well, it's nice to know you'll still be in Jersey.
I'll be in Jersey. Don't worry about that.
Okay. Thank you again for calling in.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Believe we do have another caller on the line, Michael.
Okay.
Although this number looks familiar, she might just be listening. This is area code 334-365. You're on the air.
Good evening.
Hello. Good evening.
Hello. How are you?
Awesome. Well, how can
great.
We help you?
Yes, I would like to know the name of my spirit guide.
Let me see if I can get that for you. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question because I'm getting a weird name. So I'm going to ask you a question.
That's probably appropriate for me.
Okay. I'm actually really having a hard time even getting their name. I'm trying to run that through Stephen and see if I can get that name for you. Because it's like, I can't even get the name. Let me see. While I'm trying to get the name, do you have another question? So I just don't
yes,
have.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I'm working on a venture that has to do with artists, an artist colony. Do you see the means opening up to me very soon?
They're saying very soon. They're saying by fall. And actually, somebody's going to give you somebody's actually going to give you some land. There's some land that is coming available or property. Somebody's given it to you. It's going to be a tax write-off for them, which would help them. But somebody's giving you property. Because I see a building on this property. Does that sound familiar to you or anything yet? But the means are going to be there, the financial means, and you actually need to start this colony because it's actually going to be a spiritual awakening. It's going to be some place where people that are intuitive painters, because I do believe that people do that too, and will be a place where they can actually work and be tuned with spirit. But I see an outdoor setting of some kind. So I see outdoors.
I accept that. Thank you.
Yeah, I definitely see property. Cause I actually see a stream and stuff that runs through the property. So it's really going to be a pretty place. And but there's actually going to be a building there also in case of bad weather or something like that. But it's basically going to be an outdoor community.
Wonderful. That's part of the vision, so I thank you. And did the weird name come up of my guide yet?
Okay, I'm going to try to pronounce it for you. I'm probably going to butcher his name to death. It's Bababa or something like that. It's a weird name. To me, it's like an Indian name or somebody from India. Because I keep seeing that kind of a person, and it's just a weird name that's there. I'm sorry that I can't get that clearer than that, but that's what I'm getting.
That's fine. I am grateful for the information pertaining to the colony and the means being there. Yay, thank you so much.
Okay, yeah. And congratulations on that. And just give thanks to the universe and that they're opening that up for you, okay?
I just did. I guess you didn't hear me, but I'll do it again. I thank the universe. I thank the all-abundant source. Thank you. And thank you and your host, Des.
All right.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Michael, I'm just so enjoying this. I've never, like, been a part of this, something like this before, so it's pretty extraordinary. Actually, other than Steve Rother, who we had on the show, you know, channeling the group, this is really intense. I'm loving this. And we still have more people on the line. Would you like to take a breather?
Oh, we can keep going. I'm fine. I'm actually charged up.
Well, the energy is flowing.
That's right.
Okay. Area code 609-296. You're on the air with Michael and Susie. What's your question?
Hi, Michael. It's great to talk to you. I just have a question in regards to a skin issue that I'm having.
Okay.
I would like to know how I can make changes in it at a much quicker pace.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions just to be sure I'm on path. And because I'm getting ready to do medical and surgical work, I have to put a disclaimer out there. It just covers me legally. So I have to put this disclaimer out. I'm a medical intuitive. I don't have any medical training. I just see what spirit shows me. So I would recommend that you follow up whatever I tell you with a medical profession. I have to say that as a disclaimer. Okay. As far as the skin thing, how long have you had this? Have you had it more than a couple of months?
Yes.
Okay. Have you checked with alternative medicine, like a doctor that has an alternative practice?
Yes, that's what I'm working with right now.
That's what you're working with now. Okay, I believe that that's the right path for you, and I do believe that that's going to be what helps clear this up. Nothing against the medical profession, but this is gonna be the path for you to do this, and that should start clearing up. You should start seeing some results in that. Probably by the end of the year.
Okay.
I know that, you know, that's still a long ways away, and you've probably been dealing with this for a while, but they're saying that this is the best choice, and just keep doing what they're encouraging you to do. Sometimes it might not make sense to you, but it is the right path for you, okay?
Absolutely. And do you have the name of my spirit guide?
Your spirit guide. I'm gonna tell you, actually, I see an animal spirit guide with you.
Okay.
I keep seeing a little white cat. Do you have a cat?
Yeah. He's not white, but yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Because I keep seeing a cat, and I believe that the cat that you have actually has played with your spirit guide cat. And so does that make sense to you?
Yes, it makes absolute sense. Yes.
Okay. And animals, I will tell you this, pay attention to your cat. Because animals are a major indicator of spirits, because they can see them before we do. I watch my dog, and my dog will see spirits. I'm trying to train my dog to know what a spirit is and what a human is, because she's barking at them all the time and drives me a little crazy. But just pay attention to your cat, because it's a white cat.
Okay.
And the cat's name is Ginger.
Okay.
So you might try to use that and try to communicate with that, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, I appreciate you calling in.
Okay, you have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is so cool. Little white kittens.
Yeah.
You know, I think we have quite a few listeners that have cats in the house. But I'm not going to go there. I just encourage people who are on the switchboard, if you do or you would like to receive reading from Michael, please press 1 so that I know that you're ready to have a reading with Michael on the phone. And I believe someone just came up on the line, and that's area code 559-403. You're on the air with Susie and Michael. What's your question?
Yeah, hi, Michael. It's Marina again. I called earlier.
Oh, there you are, Marina.
Yeah. I just wanted to know about my spirit guide. If you know, if I have one or.
Okay, you have a spirit guide, and your spirit guide is an Indian, and its name is Running Water.
Running Water.
Oh. Running Water. I would try to use that name. Actually, I see an Indian. An Indian brave is what I'm seeing. And I believe that his dad, was the chief of a tribe, because they're saying that he was second in line. So yeah, he was a brave. So
okay.
And that's running water. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Bye. All right. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, we're running down actually the clock again, and I just want to take a short break to mention Michael's website, which is yourspiritualpath.net, and you'll actually be able to book full personal readings with Michael directly by contacting him on the website. Or would you like to give out your email address, Michael?
Okay, yeah. My email address is the show name is yourspiritualpath@yahoo.com. You can contact me there. Like Susie said, you can go to the website. I do full readings, pretty reasonable. So just check that out. And when you're ready, just give me a call.
Yeah, and they're not only pretty reasonable, but they're pretty in-depth because, you know, the first time I had a reading with Michael on the air, I booked an appointment while he was still on his radio show because I saw just the information he was able to reveal on the air was pretty incredible, and I must say our experience together was pretty incredible as well. So
let me just tell people that because a lot of people ask me what my time limit is. I read until the connection with spirit is done. I would recommend if you do call me to at least set aside at least 30 minutes to an hour, because I continue reading and I give you a lot of information really, really quick and very detailed reading. And I read until spirit's done. So.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you again for connecting with us today, Michael. The chat room is absolutely buzzing. So,
okay.
And we know that you're not there, but we are. And
okay.
I'm going to bring on our next caller who's hoping to receive perhaps a message from their spirit guide. And you're listening to Wisdom Wide Open Radio on Blog Talk Radio. And our next caller is 828-606. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie and Michael.
Hi.
This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
How are you?
Great.
Good.
I just wondered if you could tell me who my spirit guide is and if they have a message for me.
Okay. Let me try to get that for you. Again, I'm going to go to an animal. Because I'm seeing an animal spirit guide as like the major spirit guide for you. This is an owl. And an owl represents wisdom to me. And so just trying to implant wisdom to you and giving you that spiritual wisdom. Sometimes we have book knowledge and sometimes, you know, earthly wisdom, but we need spiritual wisdom. And that's what the owl is trying to give you. Does that make a connection with you? Is owls or something? Because I keep seeing a big owl.
I don't know. Maybe there is a connection.
Birds
in general have been around me a lot lately.
Okay. I would even actually watch for an owl because I keep seeing an owl coming to you. And I think you're actually missing it because I think it's already been there. So you might just pay attention. Sometimes we just blow things off when we don't pay attention to what's around us. We get caught up in our lives, our busy lives, and sometimes we just overlook our spirit guides. But I really feel like an owl is trying to give you spiritual wisdom. Okay. And as far as the next year ahead for you from this on, I'm counting this month till the next month of next year. Things look pretty good for you and actually moving forward. The only problem I see is I wouldn't travel in the month of November. The last 2 weeks of November doesn't look good for you to be traveling in a car. So
okay.
I would be careful about car travel the last couple of weeks of November. Okay? But as far as anything else, everything looks okay to me. All right?
Great. Great. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much. You know, Michael, I don't have anyone on the switchboard at the moment.
Okay.
But I would like to ask a question, if you wouldn't mind. Now that
okay. you're the hostess, so yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I would like to ask. Actually, we do have another caller, and I don't want to interrupt that. Since I've already had my chance, let's move on with them, and if we have any time left over, then I'll ask you. Okay.
Okay.
All right, great. We have area code 619-990. You're on the air with Susie and Michael.
Hi, Susie. It's Jay.
Sunny Jay. Welcome.
Hey. Oh, I'm glad I made it. I got the time wrong. I was just out chilling in the sun and thought, oh, I missed the show's on yet. So here we are. Good
Great.
For you.
Great.
Yeah.
Good for
and
you.
Michael, I'm calling to see, Michael, if I might, if you can relate to a spirit guide that you might find in my presence and if there is a message for me.
Okay. Okay, did you say that you know your spirit guide or
no.
do you have contact
no.
with your spirit? Okay.
Had an expression as of...
Okay, my dog is deciding to try to talk too, so.
You can be my spirit. Fine.
Yeah, she might be. But yeah. Let me let my dog outside and then I can talk to you here. Okay, definitely your spirit guide is working with you. And it's telling me that you need to listen a little more because you're not listening directly to them as much. There's also have you felt confused in the last couple of days? Because I see some spirit confusion or something going on. Have you felt confusion around you?
A little, but actually I'm moving towards clarity more than a few days prior to that.
Okay. You might be coming out of that because I just seen like a little cloud of it. It might just be trying to linger on a little bit because I just seen that. Yeah. But, yeah, as far as your spirit guide goes, just, you know, continue listening to them and – I'm not getting the name on them, but they're just telling me to tell you to listen, okay?
Do you have an image?
I'm seeing Mel.
Who?
A man.
A man. Oh, a man. A man. Okay. Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
No.
Okay. All right. But I'm seeing a man around you. Now this could be a spirit that's trying to come through. But I see a man that is around you.
Could be my father.
I'm not sure about that. But what I'm seeing is there is a man that's really close to you. I'm not saying that it's your father, but it's somebody that was really, really close to you. But I'm not getting that father connection yet, so I'm not going to say that because I'm not getting that connection. But I would say that, you know, it's somebody really close to you. And also you tell me that you sort of have a lot of their characteristics or you look like a lot like them. Does that make any sense to you?
Is this person passed on?
I'm seeing somebody passed on, yes.
Not ringing a bell right now.
Okay, you might just, you know, put that on the back shelf and think about it because sometimes it will come to you later. So.
Characteristics are similar.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
Okay. I appreciate you calling in. It was nice talking to you.
Same here.
Okay.
Thanks, Jay.
Welcome. Talk to you in the show.
Oh, wow. You know, I just love my Facebook and my Wisdom Wide Open pals. They're just the greatest. And, you know, don't you find that, Michael, that your listeners are just so supportive in your own community and like-mindedness? I just love it.
Because I consider a lot of people and even your listeners now, you know, like family, you know, because that's how I consider my listeners. You know, it's like I get this family connection, you know, people I never will, you know, probably ever meet in person. I hope I'll meet them in person someday, but, you know, it's just this connection. And I believe that it's just that spirit connection that connects us all together, so.
Yeah, and, you know, what a wonderful platform we have here to be able to connect worldwide instantly.
Right.
It's just incredible. And, you know, we all complain about the glitches and plug problems and all that kind, but we don't really appreciate the fact that, you know, we 10 years ago, 12 years ago, we couldn't do this. So it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah,
all right, we do have another caller on the line. Are you ready? We have about 10 minutes left.
Okay.
Okay, we have area code 216. 712 on the air with Michael and Susie.
Hello, Michael and Susie. It's Christina from Cleveland again. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Christina.
Hello. Hey, Michael, one more question. What about a spirit?
spirit guide for me? What do you think?
Spirit guide, let me in here. I stepped outside so my dog would stop barking. that's the joys of being from your home. As far as your spirit guide goes, actually you're guided. Yours is actually an angel. I'm seeing an angel that really guides you. The angel that guides you is Archangel Raphael. He's a healing angel. He's healing a lot of emotions with you, and basically emotional healing for you. Does that make any sense to you?
Sure.
Okay, yeah, it's Archangel Raphael. Works with you a lot. And there's also, okay, now your spirit guide is coming through. Your spirit guide is, her name is Rebecca. Okay? Or you could use the name Becky, but her real name is Rebecca, but she goes by Becky. I've never had a spirit guide tell me that before, so that was a little weird. Becky, I would try to use that name, okay?
Beautiful, thank you.
Okay, appreciate you calling back.
My pleasure. Thank you, Susie. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Christina. Thank you for calling in again. I believe I'm going to try one more caller that we have, Michael, on the line.
Okay.
It's a computer call, so if this is you, please let us know whether or not you have a question for Michael. One second. Hi, you're on the air with Susie and Michael. Do you have a question? Is this a computer call? Okay, maybe they're just listening.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to try area code 334-365. Hi, you're on the air with Susie and Michael. Hello? What's Steven saying about all this?
I think they're all shy. Maybe it's funny. It's like when I do I do group readings like around where I live, and when I go near people, they all get all nervous. So maybe that's what's happening with some of your listeners. You know, they call in and then they go, oh my gosh, and then they get scared a little bit. So, hey, I have that happen on my show all the time. People call in and then they get a little nervous and then they go, okay, I don't want to talk.
Yeah. Well, I'm not afraid. I wear my heart on my sleeve most of the time. But there is something I'd like to ask.
Okay.
You know, my sister and her family are up now for 2 weeks, and they'll be leaving tomorrow. And, you know, my mother passed on about 3 years ago.
Okay.
Actually, 3.5 years ago. And I've been holding on to her ashes, and I've come to the point where I just really need to let them go. And I guess my siblings are fine with that. I'm just wondering how she's feeling about that.
She says it's time. She's ready for the transition. She has no problem with that. And she appreciates you holding it. And she's told me to tell you that she appreciates you doing that. And she knows that this was a hard decision for you, but it's the right decision. And she's ready for the transition. So hopefully that helped.
Well, is she coming through with where she'd like to go? Because that would be helpful. I know she never liked the ocean, you know.
No. She doesn't want by water, no. She says that you already know. She says she's showing me like I'm seeing an open field of some sort. It looks really open to me. So that's where she wants to go. I don't see like a cemetery or anything. It's like an open. I don't know how you would do this, but it's like an open field.
Would that be like a park, maybe?
Someplace that she used to go a lot. Does that make sense to you?
Well, yeah, she's traveled a lot of places extensively.
Okay.
But...
Sorry, that's not going to help much. She says it's close to where you are. It's not far away.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get what she's trying to say that. And I apologize for my dog barking. But they're saying that she just keeps showing me a field. I don't see anything else around. Someplace with birds. I see a pond with birds. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay,
yes,
a pond with birds. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what she wants
to do. All right, wonderful. We're going to be doing this at the full moon on the 7th. So
awesome.
Just a few
yeah.
days away. So wonderful. And, you know, Michael, we're down to about 4.5 minutes now on the show,
okay.
and I just want to say what a pleasure it has been having you on the show and being a part of this. I love when this energy flows, and I love when, you know, people, because I know people like you and me and, you know, Sunny Jay, who called up today and had a question,
right.
has a great quote. I like to adjust it a little bit, but he says it's, you know, it's how things are the same that really makes the difference. And I really believe that. I really believe that we all, you know, resonate with this connection with spirit. And
yeah.
I think the more community that we have within these realms, the stronger the messages are, the stronger the momentum is, you know, in
yeah.
helping us connect. And I think each one of us has a part of that within us that wants to come forward and
yes.
join this unity.
And I want to say thank you for letting me on the show, and I feel an honor to be on. And, you know, and I believe that, you know, Spirit brought us together to give your listeners, you know, this opportunity as well. And, you know, because I don't believe anything happens by chance. I believe everything is driven by Spirit. And so I do appreciate you allowing me to be on today.
Well, it was a pleasure indeed, and I really didn't have to give it a second thought. You know, like I said, everything happened pretty rapidly and pretty swiftly. So
yeah.
I hope everyone that tuned in, you know, got to experience something. And even if you didn't get a reading, just have some understanding and some resonation with how Spirit is connecting with you. And I'd also like to mention on our show page, if you're on the main show page, Debbie Ford has a new movie coming out called The Shadow Effect. Intense stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, very intense. You've got to see this movie. I'm actually putting together a screening in our local area to have people preview this movie, and what an impact it's going to have on lifting the veils and what's really digging underneath all the chaos and confusion that a lot of us are you know, bubbling up for us and, you know, help us emerge into this new paradigm. So I'm really excited about that. And please visit Michael's site at yourspiritualpath.net and email him at yourspiritualpath@yahoo.com if you're interested in receiving a reading. And also visit his show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday and keep in tune with Your Spiritual Path on Blog Talk Radio. And that'll be it for us this week. And we hope you enjoyed a wonderful, wonderful celebration of independence this weekend and really have set a new precedence for yourself about, you know, taking responsibility in where your own life is going. And I know, you know, I'm working at that myself and I'm loving this inner work and I'm loving joining with all of you. And we're glad that you're here and we really honor your presence and participation. All right. So thanks so much. And remember, find the joy enjoying your journey. Good night, everyone. Good night, Michael. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye
now.
Bye-bye.